branché sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 59 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 59 d'English USA. Martin Lerner va interroger deux professeurs, mari et femme, sur leur travail dans leurs écoles. Vous apprendrez à interrompre poliment quelqu'un au cours d'une conversation. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Tandis que Martin Lerner s'entretient avec deux instituteurs, two teachers, d'une école élémentaire, écoutez tout du long cette conversation qui, sans arrêt, est interrompue. Excuse me, excuse me.
I'm sorry I'm late. I left my class with another teacher.
That's all right, I have time.
We have just started talking about the school.
Good, I'm not too late. May I get you something to drink?
No, thanks. I have something.
Angela?
Yes, please. Coffee. Martin, I want to tell you one thing about this school. It's very crowded.
How many students are there?
Excuse me. Angela, do you want milk and sugar?
Yes, please. Where was I?
How many students are there?
522. The school was built for about 300 children. It's a neighborhood school, and the neighborhood has grown very quickly. It started with older families. Now it has young families with children.
May I say something? It's been crowded for 5 years. Something must be done.
What kind of children go to this school?
What do you mean?
Are they rich children, poor children, or what?
I want to tell you about that. When the school opened...
Excuse me, when did the school open?
25 years ago. As Angela said, the neighborhood was older families. There weren't so many children in the neighborhood. Now there are many families with small children.
May I say something? The homes in this neighborhood were very expensive. Now they aren't.
Let's go on. We were talking about the school. It's too crowded.
Does that make your work difficult?
Yes. We have too many children in the classrooms. Some of the rooms have been divided into two classrooms. The playground is also too crowded. There isn't enough room for sports and games.
Philip always talks about the playground. He coaches some of the children. Let me talk about the classroom.
Excuse me. I teach classes too.
I want to tell Martin about the classroom I had last year, okay?
Go on.
I had children from wall to wall. I had 30 children in a room for 15. I couldn't move.
How old were the children?
About 7 years old. I teach second grade.
Not all classes are this crowded. The younger children are in larger classes.
Tell me more. What do you like about the school?
Oh, almost everything.
I agree. I like everything, except it's too crowded. I like the sports program. We have softball, basketball...
Excuse me. May we talk about something other than sports?
Dans la conversation habituelle, on a souvent besoin d'interrompre quelqu'un, poliment ou impoliment. Écoutez ces exemples d'interruptions. En général, elles sont polies.
Excuse me. May I say something?
Excuse me.
May I say something?
Let's go on.
La façon la plus courante d'interrompre quelqu'un, c'est de dire simplement « Excuse me, excuse me ». Interrompez Martin Lerner dès qu'il aura fini une phrase, ou même s'il n'a pas fini. Allez-y.
I live in Baltimore, but I used to live in Chicago. I'm a reporter. I have a wife and two children. I'm a reporter for the Voice of America.
Excuse me, I'll be right back. I want to check on my class.
Les Les excuses. Comment faire des excuses? Comment interrompre une conversation poliment ou impoliment? Enfin, en fin de compte, c'est toujours pareil. Excuse me. Excusez-moi. Excuse me. May I say something? Puis-je dire quelque chose ou permettez-moi de dire quelque chose? Excuse me, may I say something? Répétez après moi. May I say something? Puis-je dire quelque chose? Excuse me, may I interrupt you? Puis-je vous interrompre? Excusez-moi, puis-je vous interrompre? Excuse me, may I interrupt you? Répétez. May I interrupt you? Autre phrase. Excuse me, what do you mean? Excusez-moi, que voulez-vous dire? Répétez après moi. What do you mean? Autre possibilité. Excuse me, may I ask another question? Puis-je demander une autre question? May I ask another question? En fait, une façon pour vous de pratiquer sera tout simplement d'interrompre vos amis, les membres de votre famille, juste comme ça, pour pratiquer en anglais. Donc, essayez d'apprendre ces deux ou trois expressions à part « excuse me ». May I say something? Puis-je dire quelque chose ou permettez-moi de dire quelque chose? Excuse me, may I say something? May I interrupt you? Puis-je vous interrompre? What do you mean? Que voulez-vous dire? Une autre expression assez simple, c'est « Can I stop you there? » Puis-je vous arrêter là? « Can I stop you there? » Ou bien, si vous êtes vraiment en pleine conversation, il faut absolument que vous faites part de ce que vous voulez dire. « Excuse me, let me say this. » Laissez-moi dire ceci. Excuse me, let me say this. C'était la première partie de la leçon numéro 59 d'English USA. We just heard the first part of English USA, lesson number 59. Dans quelques instants, nous nous retrouverons pour la seconde partie, dans laquelle vous continuerez d'apprendre à être poli, excuse me, et à interrompre de façon polie. Donc restez à l'écoute. So stay with us. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de la prochaine leçon d'English USA, nous retrouvons Martin Lerner, encore une fois, en conversation avec deux instituteurs. Ils s'interrompent l'un et l'autre
constamment et vous allez vous exercer vous aussi à interrompre quelqu'un au moment voulu. Comment interrompre quelqu'un au moment approprié et de façon polie? Voici ce que nous allons étudier aujourd'hui. On peut interrompre avec d'autres phrases, à part « excuse me ». On va les écouter par exemple. « What do you mean ?» Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire ?« What do you mean ?» Ou bien « May I say something ?» Permettez-moi de dire quelque chose. « May I say something ?» Et l'autre personne, la personne qui est interrompue, peut aussi dire fermement « Let me finish !» Laissez-moi finir. « Let me finish !» Autrement, si vous ne vous rappelez pas de ces termes, de ces formules un peu plus compliquées, n'oubliez pas « Excuse me », c'est passe-partout.
May I record?
Sure.
Of course.
Our listeners on The Voice of America don't know American schools. May I ask some questions about your school?
Go on.
How many classes do you have?
Do you mean grades?
What are grades?
First year of school is first grade, second year is second grade, and so on.
We have six grades, that is, 6 years of schooling. Then the children...
May I say something? There may be more than one group in each grade.
What do you mean?
Second grade has three groups or classes. Sixth grade has two classes.
Excuse me. Sixth grade has three classes.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Fifth grade has two classes, doesn't it?
That's right. But they are large classes.
The school is too big. There are too many children.
Why?
Young children are confused.
I don't agree. In the city, schools must be large.
No, they should have 200 or 300 children.
What do the children study in second grade, Angela?
They study math, they study science, and reading. Reading is the most important. They must be good readers.
What do they study in sixth grade, Philip?
The same. Math, science, English, and reading, of course. They study some history and geography. All children have some physical activities.
He means sports.
Excuse me. Let me tell this. Each child has some physical activity during the day. Some are sports, some are just play or games.
Do the children have music and art?
The younger children do. The older children do too, don't they, Philip?
All children have some music and art.
Is it enough?
I don't think so.
Some children take lessons privately.
Do you mean outside of school?
Yes, they study at home, especially music. They take piano lessons, violin lessons, and so on.
The school teaches academic skills.
And social skills.
What do you mean?
Getting along with each other.
I see.
Social skills are the most important. Children must get along.
Excuse me, but I don't agree. I think academic skills are the most important. Children must...
Let me finish.
Quelquefois, on interrompt quelqu'un quand il ne le faudrait pas. Une interruption est valable quand on veut préciser une idée, ajouter un fait important ou présenter un point de vue différent. On peut dire « Excuse me, may I say something ?»« Excusez-moi, laissez-moi dire quelque chose. » Écoutez bien Angela qui interrompt Philip. Et puis répétez ce qu'elle dit pour l'interrompre.
« The school is too crowded. »«
Excuse me, may I say something ?»
Children must have more sports and...
Excuse me, may I say something?
The neighborhood is poor.
Excuse me, may I say something?
May I ask another question?
Sure.
Do the children eat lunch at school?
Yes, they do.
Do you want to eat lunch with them?
It's a good lunch.
Yes, thanks.
We can talk more during lunch.
Excuse me, may I say something? Et vous pouvez être poli. Excuse me, may I say something, please? Puis-je dire quelque chose, s'il vous plaît? May I interrupt you? Puis-je vous interrompre? May I ask a question? Puis-je demander une question? Excuse me, what do you mean?
Que voulez-vous dire?
Excuse me, let me say this.
Laissez-moi dire ceci.
Pour la personne qui a été interrompue, elle peut dire aussi, si elle est ferme et si elle ne veut pas être interrompue.
Hold on.
Tenez bon, attendez bien. Hold on. Ou bien, wait a minute.
Attendez une minute, je veux terminer ma phrase.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Laissez-moi terminer ou laisse-moi terminer.
Let me finish. Revoyons le scénario avec l'interruption et avec la personne qui a été interrompue, qui ne veut pas être interrompue. Allons-y.
Excuse me, may I say something?
Hold on. Excuse me, may I interrupt you?
Let me finish.
Excuse me, what do you mean?
Wait a minute.
Excuse me, let me say this. Let me finish.
Donc, revoyons rapidement pour la personne qui a été interrompue et qui ne veut pas être interrompue, ou la personne veut terminer ce qu'elle veut dire sans être interrompue.
Let me finish.
Wait.
Ou bien, wait a minute.
Attendez une minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Tenez bon. May I say something?
Hold on.
May I interrupt you?
Let me finish.
What do you mean?
Wait a minute.
Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 59 d'English USA. And that's it for lesson number 59 of English USA. Nous espérons vous retrouver à la prochaine leçon. Entre-temps, exercez-vous à interrompre les conversations de vos amis ou de personnes dans votre famille, même s'ils sont en train de parler dans votre langue ou en français. Faites une interruption en anglais.
Excuse me, may I say something?
Ou bien, can I say something?
What do you mean?
Que voulez-vous dire par ça?
Until next time, goodbye!
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African queen. Like the sun lights up the earth, it lights up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. And just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scenery with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty.
stand as one, they are standing one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile. Make me float like a boat upon the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen. The girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah. You are my African queen. The girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing. And that is the African beauty. And I know, oh yes I know, you are my African queen. And I know, see I know, see I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it is love. And I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen. And I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. Inama, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real. You are my African queen. The girl of my dream, the girl of my dream. You may have never been. Oh, na na yeah. Oh, lali. You are my African queen.
You are my African queen.
The girl of my dream.
My African.
You remind me of a thing.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Munyemo, I love you, I love you, I love you. Munyemo, I love you, I love you. Oh yeah, my African queen. I love you, I love you.
VOA Afrique avec la meilleure musique. Et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Yo, 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 mala, yo, mala, yo, mala, yo, mala,
mas se pra ajudar essa geração, a
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, c'est sur VOA Afrique.
I wanna boom bang bang with your body, yo. We gonna rock it up before we take it slow. Girl, let me rock you like a rodeo.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
You can make me suffer, do whatever, 'cause I know you're one of a kind.